This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, just go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067 throughout the show. Standard message and data charges may apply. We love us some Lido Pizza.
Correct.
You know this. Just was at the Lido in College Park just last week.
Dude, there's a Lido at BWI Airport.
They're making inroads in the airport now. Very good.
Airport game.
At my local Giant in the O-Town, they have a little carve out in the prepared food sections with pre-made Lido pizzas. They're just ready to rock.
That's silly.
I mean, they're everywhere. So good for them.
Why wouldn't they do
expanding
that
Lido empire?
Right.
All right. So Nikki was on hold.
Okay.
And she's awesome. But her voice is so banged up.
Oh, no.
She lost her voice. It would be too distracting.
Understood. That's fine.
Interview.
No problem.
She was willing to do it, but
does she like our mockumentary that we're pondering here?
I didn't pitch it to her. We don't want to say too much. I think
we're going to give it away the idea, and then
we could have many Hollywood producers listening to the show.
That is true. Yeah. You don't know all the power players that are tuning in right now.
Do they do a lot of political mockumentaries? Are there a lot of
Veep.
Those?
Veep.
I don't know.
Veep is one. I mean, I don't watch his stuff, so
I've never watched 1 second of
but
Veep.
How could
it's
they
not a mockumentary. I mean, you had West Wing, which I never watched.
Yeah.
It was a popular show for many years.
Listen, I happen to like the current president, but most people like to make fun of him. But couldn't you do something based around like a Trump-like character?
The current president.
Yeah, couldn't you? I mean... Why don't we come up with a political mockumentary?
Well, I mean, SNL makes fun of him all the time.
No, I know.
This is our lane. We're staying in our
Sports
lane.
Sports is more of our lane.
This is our lane.
I don't know if I'm like a political mockumentary. I'd be in the deep end with a big old cinder block tied to my leg.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is right up our alley.
Yeah, this is...
I don't want to go fishing in uncharted waters.
Yeah, goofing on Dan Snyder, our
I'm
specialty.
Just trying to think, what other... Is there a golf thing, a golf angle we could take?
What's wrong with scatterbrain? Yeah, we had one idea.
This is the genesis
of one idea.
What if he turns it down? What if he doesn't like it? We can't keep pitching.
You have to figure out the perfect pitch.
Yeah. We can't just keep pitching nonstop.
All right, so we have one pitch. What is the one?
I'm still
sentence?
Working on it. I don't know. It's Ted Lasso meets something. I'm looking at. I've actually been doing a little research. Who's the worst boss? Who's the worst boss in TV that you've seen, like on a TV show? Like a show that's about a bad boss.
Bad both? I don't know.
I mean, like The Office.
Hey, no, Ted Lasso meets Secession. There's two hot ones right there.
This is old, but wasn't Danny DeVito a terrible boss in Taxi?
Yes, he is old.
That's an old reference.
Yeah, but that's like a goof.
Yeah, but he was a horrible boss.
What was he?
Mean.
He was just mean and cantankerous, and you know, he just goofed on it.
Danny DeVito would be a good Snyder.
He could play Snyder.
So everyone knows these ideas are trademarked.
Yes,
oh, they are.
Yeah.
Completely trademarked. We own this IP. We own it.
We didn't even trademark the name of our show anymore because I got tired of asking you guys for money.
Yeah.
they send me an email.
So if somebody puts out a Junkies T-shirt right now. They can just make their own money.
Yeah, I think we lost protection.
We're going to chase them down.
I mean, I did it for years, but then you guys, every time it would come up, I don't remember how many years, but every like 5 years or so, I'd ask you guys, can you guys give me $100 to trademark our name? And you guys just groaned louder, louder. So the last time it came up, which is actually in the last year or two, I was like, F it.
Right.
Speaking of
$100, good move.
I bought breakfast, right? Because the guy.
Yeah.
Do you have my credit card over there, Ricky?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, make sure you give that back.
That's this all. Is the guy who gave you $100.
You think Mars going to abscond with your credit card?
No, I mean, I might not remember.
Definitely could charge things, and EB would have no idea.
He certainly could do that.
My wife would catch it, but I wouldn't catch it. Obviously, I would have no idea.
We only racked up a 50 berg, so we still got $50 left for some McDanks later on in the week or something.
McDanks.
What's McBank?
McDonald's, I'm assuming. You just put it.
Yeah, get a couple of McDanks
instead.
A couple of McSellies.
By the way, since you brought up David Bernad and this whole pitch, he's the producer of White Lotus. Yeah. I saw this story yesterday, which I think we all feel like we're doing pretty good in life, right? But we'll never get to this stratosphere. So the story was that because of the White Lotus TV show and its popularity, more people are going to those hotels, which are Four Seasons hotels, which are charging like $10,000 a night.
No, that's just stupid.
Where's this? Four Seasons are $10,000 a night? No way.
Maybe in like Hawaii or something.
I mean, the current one's in Thailand. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the rates are at the Four Seasons.
Maybe
Thailand.
It's $10,000 a week?
I'll never stay in a Four Seasons in my life.
I'm pretty sure I won't either.
Yeah.
Unless we get comped.
that's not going to happen.
Unless we get hooked.
Unless we do a mockumentary with David Bernad.
Right.
Our old intern.
I think he was staying in a swanky spot when he was here in D.C.
So you're seeing it as a mockumentary. I think there's a difference between a mockumentary and like a sitcom series.
I don't
like
think
Ted Lasso's. I don't see it as a sitcom
with like a laugh track.
I see it as a series. I like the Ted Lasso or Running Point type of vibe.
No laugh track. We're anti laugh track.
The problem is
we're above laugh
because we won't be doing this in conjunction, obviously, with the NFL. We'd have to have a fake team with a fake name that looks like
You
know, I think EB's got the Red Tails.
The Red Hawks.
Okay, but it's still just
Red Tails.
It loses a little something.
What?
The Warriors.
Washington Warriors.
Okay, yeah, we could do that too.
All right.
Does Snyder still own that?
We can just workshop all the names we wish the team had switched to instead of Commanders.
No, that's an episode.
Yeah, that is
we're trying to do a rebrand and everyone.
Because then everyone hates it. Bring in some idiot.
We do a terrible.
Like the Kramer from the show.
Yeah.
He comes in and pitches Washington Gold.
Right.
And everybody just laughs.
Hey, what do you think about Washington Gold? It's gold, Jerry.
There's the thing that's so great about it is there's so much material.
Oh, that'll be 25 years worth
there's
of material.
There's so much material. And then you could just speculate off of it. Everything, right?
We could have Rom play Howard Milstein because his finances fell through.
Right.
Who's going to play his
perfect
wife?
Casting.
We've already talked about Tanya.
Has that been said?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge is a good one.
That is a
she's
great
the old lady from American Pie.
Yes. Stifler's mom.
And she was White Lotus.
The perfect casting.
Has that been said?
Right. I mean, I'm all in, man.
Yeah, I think we get the elevator pitch ready, tighten it up. Have some casting choices ready. And that's
Serato?
Actually perfect because he's
Serato?
Used.
Yeah, who does he work with?
He works with James Marsden a lot.
Yeah,
but
James Marsden can be like
Coolidge. Sydney Sweeney, like we got to find a spot for her.
Abused cheerleader.
Oh, she's a cheerleader.
Cheerleader suing.
Great casting, Valdez.
Good job. We got her in.
I might need to do a casting with her.
A casting
to see if she's perfect.
Let's keep it above board. Remember the Me Too movement.
Get a black leather couch. For Valdez.
Oh, that guy though, that actor from Wolf of Wall Street would look exactly like Dan Snyder.
But there's been discussion behind the scenes. He's not a big enough star.
Who do you guys like? A couple people tweeted
Jason Alexander.
I think Jason Alexander, but I also like Ari from Entourage.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Jeremy Piven.
That's a really good one. That might even be better.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven, a la old school.
His age,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That look where he's like the dean.
Yeah. his nickname was Cheese, right?
Yeah.
Cheese.
He's such a jerk.
I need to go watch that movie again.
You could do it, a whole episode of him suing fans.
Oh, yeah. Suing everybody.
You know, suing old ladies. For season
You're too
ticket
stuck
holders.
On things that actually suing happened.
Everybody. Yeah.
It can just be
real material.
Yeah, but you got to have love triangles in there. Yeah. You got to have a lot of
sure,
different
that
things.
Happened, too.
I mean, there's definitely going to be an episode where he calls in the Dwayne Haskins pick from the yacht.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How are we not going to do that?
Overrules Jay Gruden.
Yeah. Then one of the personnel guys throws up in a trash can in the side of the war room. Oh, I mean, we got it's so also, many episodes.
It's also late 90s, early 2000s. That nostalgia is so hot right now.
Yeah.
The throwback to the setting, the scene.
It's a home run.
Yeah.
It is a home run. Maybe we just do it ourselves.
Self-financed?
But No. We don't finance it ourselves, but okay. Maybe we don't need David. Maybe we just go straight to
we need David
investors. We just need to be.
No, but David said he's got like 15 guys that are the go-to guys.
Coop's dad's a venture capitalist.
Oh, he is. That's our angel investor.
Have a go to him.
Love it.
Somebody called in and said that don't forget that Mitch Rails' brother is a big Hollywood big shot.
I have forgotten that, but
you
now
think he's going to want to be involved. Yeah. Trash the organization.
He would do it.
Well, no, it makes
the old organization look bad.
Yeah, then they can get a glow up and talk about how great the current organization is. That can be like the last episode.
Hey, can we have a pipe burst and Duty gets all over the star quarterback
we can
after
have the,
a game?
Yeah, we can have the railing falling and almost killing somebody that looks like Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going through the old school Redskins drama. Fans will remember this. The Cranky Redskins Guide to Dan Snyder by Dave McKenna. And I'm just, some of these things are making me laugh that I either didn't know about.
Yeah.
Dan Snyder gave Lavernius Coles a flat screen TV.
Did he? Probably when they were like $4,000 each.
If he didn't give up his $5 million bonus and said he'd be watching the games from home.
It's kind of funny, actually.
What else you got on
there? There's just, I mean,
there have been so many incidents.
The only thing that would be missing, like Ted Lasso, we'd have to figure out a way to give the show some heart. Like, Dan is such a miserable guy.
Yeah.
And hated by everybody.
Right.
Usually, viewers of these type of shows, this is my opinion, want some sort of happy ending.
Yeah.
Lovable morning show guys that are so fans of the team.
Yeah.
And through thick and thin, they defend the team. Yeah. They defend the nonsense.
That's the heart. That's the positive.
That's
the uplifting component of the show.
Yeah, they get diehard, one in particular, diehard fan, who, despite all of the negativity, just thought they could still win.
The soldiers onward. Well,
soldiers onward.
I mean, what's the, like, Secession? That show, does that show have heart? Isn't it about the drama of a family, like, stabbing each other in the back?
Yeah, but I think it's not that much heart. Not much heart with Tom Wobbsgam.
It doesn't have to be a Ted Lasso ripoff. We're just taking the tyrant storyline and making a TV show out of it.
Dee told me that she's tried to start watching White Lotus since we had David on.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's the weirdest. Like, she couldn't lock in.
She's watching season one?
Yeah. She started from the beginning.
It's a good show.
She just couldn't lock in. I know everyone loves it, but she said it was
the music. I think the music's really
weird.
It's definitely weird.
It has weird angles to it and subplots. But
here's the story, by the way. It says that some people are so into it at multiple Four Seasons hotels and resorts properties in Thailand and others. The residents start at $10,000 per night. Come with butlers and swimming pools.
All right, well, that's a little different.
Veritable miniature resorts within a resort.
Yeah, okay. Then, but if you go to the Four Seasons in D.C., you're going to spend $1,500 a night.
All right, that's
still too pricey.
$10,000 a night, okay. You get your own private butler and your own pool. That's different.
That's crazy.
Can't get that at Four Seasons.
All right.
Then you can go see Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid going into the bathroom with his brother on the other bed hooking himself.
Pat Schwarzenegger likes to get it in.
Right.
Now, I haven't seen the third episode. I have some catching up to do.
Yeah, I haven't caught up. But in that very first episode, he's so into, like, watching porn, he's got his laptop there with his brother.
His brother's right there.
Right there. And he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And he walks out butt naked.
I mean, he doesn't know anything about boundaries. Like, are you really going to hook it when your brother's, like, 10 feet away?
There was no frontal nudity, was there?
I don't think so.
I've seen. I might not have paid much attention.
There's a whole New York Post article on it.
Yeah, but I didn't see any frontal.
In the first episode.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't remember seeing his hog.
Not looking hard enough.
Well, you know what? It's okay. It's all right.
All right, we're on to something.
Coming up
just
later,
for the record, we're on to something.
Coming up in about an hour, we'll be joined by Dante Whitner, 49ers analyst for NBC Bay Area. We'll talk Deebo Samuel with him. He played for the Niners and here in Washington. That's coming up at 9:40 here on The Fan.